Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very quickly, I believe that, as was mentioned by Cuba, B4 and B5 could be merged. We can have a general approach to the issue of the houses and dwellings or homes. So instead of going in details, we can have a general approach. On the issue of the proposal that was by Japan on the number of evacuated people after the event, I think this might not really help, because in many countries they take this precautionary measure and it is related to the disaster itself. So if we do not include this in the assessment, then I think we are undermining the impact of the disaster, because those people would be already affected. So they are affected even if they were evacuated before the event itself. I believe also the proposal by Cuba for the number of protected people is a good one. So it gives a positive number there. We will seek more clarification from Cuba of how it can be implemented, but I think it is an important one also to show the efforts of countries. On B7, I believe this is important, although it kind of overlaps with the impact, the economic impact of disasters. But reading it here, number of people whose livelihoods were disrupted or destroyed, in many cases you might have a farmer, for example, his house is not damaged, he's there, but his field is damaged because of torrential rains or because of floods. So, or his cows are dead. I don't know if this is the field, the lost field is economic damage, but the person himself, as a person who is affected, will he be counted in the other indicator, or the other indicator counts only the monetary value of the impact? Here we are counting the number of people that are impacted. So most probably B7 has a very good place here, because we are counting the number of people who are impacted. But on the value of the impact, this goes in another indicator. So I believe also B7 should stay here. From B2 up to B7 with the subheadings, they provide the idea that we mentioned in the building up to Sendai, that we can provide so many indicators for countries to choose from them as it fits their national approaches. It is not a commitment to fulfill each and every one of them. If one of them does not apply to you, that's fine, but it might apply to another country. So I think we should deal with the sub-indicators with this kind of approach, that we are providing several elements there for countries to report on. The more indicators or sub-indicators that you have, I believe that you can capture more the impacts of disasters, and also you can also assess the progress in dealing with disasters. So we should not be confining ourselves to less and less indicators, but rather to provide a roster of indicators for countries to implement or to choose from. Thank you, Chair.